Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to listeners to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program, and yes, it's 12 minutes past 10 o'clock. Like we have been saying, it is the weekly finals for the first week of the month of Ramadan, and mashallah, we have five contestants taking place tonight. We have Brother Ibrahim Qasim, Sister Zainab, Zakia Osman, Brother Zainul Abidin Takolia, and Sabah Mal or Mal. We'll just clarify the surname later on, inshallah Aziz. So we have two males and three females. My co-host, Malana Sahib Lasanya, is with me. Malana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, how are you, Malana Kara?
Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah, my brother. How are you doing?
What's the level of your iman? Last time I met you was about three hours ago.
And purely, you know, the iman just drops, my brother. When I leave your company, iman increases. Gee. 30 minutes past 10 o'clock, Mali Swaib Sahab, are we ready for the quiz tonight, mashallah?
Gee, don't you want to just read out the format for our listeners before we start, inshallah?
Let's just welcome our participants on the program, inshallah. We're going to be taking 2, 2 and 1. We'd like to welcome Ibrahim Qasim. Firstly, line number 1, Ibrahim, bye. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, good brother. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Siam,
yeah. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. All right, and we'd like to welcome Sister Zainab as well on the line. Zainab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Gee, jazakallah for your time, sister. All right, I'm going to read out the rules very quickly, inshallah. Let's go through the rules of the weekly finals. We're going to be posing five questions to each contestant, okay? Five questions each contestant. You will have a maximum time frame of 60 seconds to respond to the question, okay? 60 seconds is quite a bit of time. Also, any question answered after 1 minute elapsed will not be valid, okay? Also, contestants, the participant with the most points will be declared the winner, inshallah. And what happens is the winner will qualify for the grand finale on the eve of Eid. And what's going to happen, Mali Swaib Sahab, is that in the event of a tie, a sudden death questions will be posed to the contestants. Mali Swaib, am I correct?
Gee, 100%. Now you're getting grip of this competition, how it's supposed to be run.
Jazakumullah, Mali Swaib Sahab. MashaAllah, everybody working hard at the Radio Islam Studios. Our engineer for the program is Brother Ziyad. Malana Muhammad Bam. He's busy with his news. He's doing some work there, mashallah. I told him, come in the studio for just a few minutes. Well, he said, he doesn't want to come to the studio. And our good friend, Malana Peter Ali, is sitting on the other side. Have you noticed his jubba, Mali Swaib?
Yeah, very different and unique. I also asked him what kind of a jubba is this. I didn't see it before. It's not an Arab jubba or people that wear in India. I don't know what you think of it.
It's a bit of a funny color. It's got green and gray with it. It's a combination. I'd like to meet the tailor and the designer of the jubba. It's not the Kashmiri jubba. It's not the Saudi Arabian jubba. It's more like a Nigerian jubba. Quarter past 10. Ibrahim, are you there, my brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
We start with you. Zainab, are you there? Line number 2.
Yes, I am.
Okay, jazakallah. 60 seconds to answer, okay? Engineer Sab, are you ready, brother? 60 seconds, okay, my brother, not 60 minutes. Here goes your questions. It's quite simple, mashallah. Let's go. Contestant number 1. Sorry, brother. Okay. Engineer Sab is in a hurry. Here goes your question. Question number 1. In the beginning of the third Juz, who is the person who disputed with Ibrahim because Allah gave him kingdom? 1. Namrud. 2. Haman. 3. Qarun.
Qarun.
Next question. Qarun. Next question.
All right. Second question, my brother. For how many years did Musa alayhi salam's father-in-law hire him in exchange for his daughter's hand in marriage?
5.
Next question, who was the commander of the Muslim at the Battle of Nahawin? Police wait.
Gee, time up, Mulan.
All right, we're going to be taking a short break, inshallah. 80 minutes past 10 o'clock, we'll get back, my brother. Yeah, AMOMO, Malik Swayb Saab translate the Nizam you heard a few minutes on Radio Islam International, my brother. What did the poet say? He was singing out in, I think, Tswana Khoza. What was the message of the Nizam, Malik Swayb Saab? All right, 21 minutes past 10 o'clock, we're waiting, inshallah, Al-Aziz, for Malik Swayb to enter the studios once again. First contestant was Ibrahim Qasim. Ibrahim, are you there, my brother? Sorry, my brother, we asked you 3 questions and you had 60 seconds to respond to the questions. You answered 3 questions in the 60 seconds, but unfortunately none are correct, my brother. Ibrahim, are you there? Sorry, my brother, sorry, okay?
No problem.
Okay, maybe you're lucky, nobody answers, we can have another round. Sudden death question, okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, let's welcome our second contestant, not you, Malis, Peter Lisap. If you want to enter the competition, you can come, my brother, but please take off your jubba, your Nigerian jubba that we have, green and yellow and grey. MashaAllah, from far it looks very, very nice. Malis Swayb, G, contestant number 2, Sister Zainab, are you there, Ben? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Yes, Maulana, I am here.
Okay, you are there. Sister, you got 60 seconds to answer the questions, it's 5 questions.
Okay.
Alright, 60 seconds to answer all 5 questions. And if you don't know the answer, don't waste time, just say pass.
Right.
Alright, sister. Are you ready?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Okay, A'udhu first.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Right, jazakallah. Jee, Malik Swayb Saab. Are you ready, engineer, sir? Here goes your question, sister. How was Qarun related to Musa alayhi salam?
He was his cousin.
Sorry. The first is son of Musa alayhi salam's paternal uncle. It's a second number 2. Son of Musa alayhi salam's maternal uncle. Or thirdly, son of Musa alayhi salam's maternal auntie. 1, 2, or 3?
Mawlana, maaf. I didn't hear that.
All right, let's pass. In which hijri did the conquest of Khaybar take place?
I would just take a guess, B.
All right.
Continue.
In which hijri year did the conquest of Khaybar take place?
9 or 8.
Who was the second of the Prophet's wives to pass on?
Hazrat Zainab.
Which of the following names has not corresponded to the rest? 1, Ummi Habiba. 2, Juwayriya. 3, Ummi Ayman. 4, Maymuna.
Ummi Ayman.
True or false, Busman's Khat, Bushman's Hole is the name of the world's 3rd deepest freshwater cave?
True.
Mali Swayb Saab. Hell of a name, that last question. Gee, hell of a name.
And also 5 questions within that 60 seconds.
MashaAllah, we went through the 5 questions. And sister done very, very well, Malik Swayb Saab.
Gee, how many correct, Mona?
I counted 3 correct, MashaAllah. The 3rd question, the 4th question, and the 5th question about the Busman's Khat, the Bushman's Hole question. So, MashaAllah, sister. 3 correct, okay?
Jazakallah, Mona.
MashaAllah. Malik Swayb.
Gee, I also have 3 points, so inshallah, let's wait. We still have another 3 more participants, and inshallah, we'll see who will win tonight, and we'll be proceeding to the overall finals, inshallah.
MashaAllah, sister, well done. 3 questions correct, okay, sister?
Okay.
JazakAllah. Stay listening, 25 past 10.
رمضان أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أمسى خافتا بكياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره ومتى ننصح للإحسان رمضان أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أمسى خافتا بكياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره ومتى ننصح للإحسان رمضان قل لي بربك هل أتيت برحمة وكذا شرور العز من نيراني فيك الأماني والمودة تلتقي.
Alright, welcome, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again to Radio Islam International. Dear listeners, this is the weekly finals, and we have our second 2 contestants. MashaAllah, the sister Zainab, she got 3 correct, very well done. And the first contestant, Ibrahim Qasim, unfortunately, a big 0. Next contestant number 3 is Sister Zakia Osman. Zakia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ben.
Wa alaikum assalam wa
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah, sister. Any questions for the quiz you have, Ben?
No.
All right, Jazakallah. And line number two, we have fourth contestant, that is Zainul Abidin Takolia. Zainul Abidin, my brother, are you there?
Yes, alhamdulillah,
I didn't ask you, how are you? I asked you, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
MashaAllah. And how are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You happy, my brother?
Yes.
Allah keep you happy.
Amen.
It's very important that we listen to you properly, Mamakara, I think, because you just calm them down properly.
Jazakallah, my brother. All right. Somebody asked me regarding the previous question, where is this year? It's believed to be the third deepest submerged freshwater cave or sinkhole in the world. What is swab approximately 270 meters deep, and it is located in the Northern Cape province of South Africa. All right, Jazakallah for that. Okay, Sister Zakia Osman Ben, are you there?
Cheers.
All right, 60 seconds to answer all five questions. If you don't know the answer, don't waste time. Just say carry on or whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Okay, just say pass if you want to. Right, sister?
Cheers.
Here goes the first question. After we pose a question. All right, here goes the question. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Jannah, even a space as small as this item is greater than the whole world and everything in it. What item is this? One, a hand span. Two, an arm's length. Three, a whip.
Our arm's length.
In the third juz, who is a person who passing a town that had fallen over its roofs asked, how will Allah restore life to this town after its death?
Pass.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam foretold the arrival of the tabi'i in Medina Sharif. What is his name?
Pass.
Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the brother-in-law of which of the four khulafa?
Pass.
Nokia, true or false? Nokia was the first company to produce a cell phone.
False.
Okay. Engineer Sap, you can stop the ticking, my brother. Okay, sister. The last question we asked you, true or false? Nokia was the first company to produce a cell phone. The answer is false, sister. Like you said, Motorola is the correct answer, Mariswabe. Motorola was the first company to produce a handheld mobile phone.
Interesting.
Interesting, Mariswabe.
Which was the first phone you had, Mulana Kara?
A Nokia. Gee. Those times it came like in a brick form, the big ones, you know. But today, mashallah, technology, we have these new Samsungs. Gee. Sister, are you there? How many you think you got correct, sister?
Two.
No, sister, you have just one correct. One correct, sister, one correct. Okay.
Cheers.
The first one was not a high hand span. The answer there was a whoop, sister. Okay.
Cheers.
All right, du'as, and we'll get back to you, sister. Jazakallah for participating, okay?
Okay.
Study hard next time, man. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Zainul Abidin, brother, are you there?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Okay, where are you from again, my brother? Robert, you mate?
Si.
Okay, mashallah. You said you're a Hafiz, mashallah,
no? No.
Oh, okay, you're still studying to become a Hafiz.
No.
I mean, are you ready, my brother?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know the answer, don't waste time, just say pass.
Si.
All right.
Well, I don't know if you remember well, his children helped him last time, remember?
Oh, yes. Your children helped you last time, am I correct?
Yeah, and my wife, yeah.
And your wife. What about your mother-in-law and father-in-law? You can call the entire family, okay? Your dada, nana, everybody, okay? No problem, my brother. What do you say, are you ready, brother?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Where was Sulaiman alayhi salam when the throne of the Queen of Sheba was brought to him in the twinkling of an eye? One, Yemen. Two, Damascus. Three, Baitul Maqdis.
Baitul Maqdis.
How many doors are there to Jannah?
Seven.
Imam Auza'i rahmatullahi alayhi was a great scholar of hadith and fiqh. In which city did he live?
Baghdad.
On the day of Qiyamah, the first member of the Ummah to enter Jannah will be one, Khadija, two, Fatima, three, Abu Bakr, or four, Ali radiallahu anhum. True or false, acousia is the loss of the sense of hearing. True or false, brother?
False.
Huh, very nice. On his way, Saab, I think we're going to be having a sudden death question, my brother.
Not really. How many if Zainul Abidin got correct?
Zainul Abidin's got 1, 2, 3 correct. And the fourth question we asked you is, the answer there is, that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my brother, you said Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, am I correct?
Si.
It's Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Oh.
So you have three, mashallah, Malik Sahib Saab. I think we're coming to a sudden death question.
Gee, that's
mashallah,
great.
It's quite interesting, my brother.
But let's see what the last one does.
Let's see what happens there to the last caller. Sabah Mal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sister Maaf, is it Sister Sabah Mal, eh?
Yes.
Mal or Mol?
Mol.
Oh, Mol. Okay, Mol, not Mal. Sabah Mol. Okay, sister. Anonymous sister. Are you ready, Ben?
Yes.
All right, 60 seconds to answer 5 questions.
Yes.
All right, here we go, sister. Abu Rayhan al-Bi'aruni is considered the first geologist and the first anthropologist. Where is he from? 1. Khorasan. 2. Iraq. 3. Uzbekistan.
2.
What was the name of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha? Who was the commander of the Muslims at the Battle of Balatus Shuhada? How many years did Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi take to compile his famous Jami' al-Sahih? 1, 5, 2, 10, 3,
16.
True or false, Charles Roberts Blackie Swart was the first state president of South Africa?
False.
Sorry?
False.
Alright. Jazakallah, engineer, sir. Much appreciated. So, sister, the last question you said, we asked you, Charles Roberts, Blackie Swart, he was known as, you know Blackie Swart, when you say Blackie Swart, he was the first state president of South Africa. You said false, sister. So, who was the first president? You tell us, you said it's false, so you give us the correct answer.
I have no idea.
Then, may I ask, sister, why you said false?
He was a guest.
The answer there is true. Malik Swaib Saab, Charles Roberts, known as Blackie Swart, was the first state president of South Africa. That is true.
I didn't know that.
You also didn't know that. Now you know. Remember the name. Blackie Swart. All right, sister. How many you had right? Let us count, sister. You had Malik Swaib Saab. Just help me along, my brother. I think you had just one right, sister.
Gee, that's what I also have.
You also have one. Sister, one. Okay. Apologies, sister. In every competition, there is just a winner.
But Jazakallah, Imam Abu, rather Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh.
Yeah, that's the one she got correct. We asked, how many years did Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh, take to compile his famous Jami' al-Sahih? And sister, that one you answered, mashallah, 16 was indeed the correct answer. Okay, sister?
Yeah.
Right, get back to the Islamic history, inshallah, and do a bit more reading in the future.
Inshallah.
Gee, all of us, Malik Sahib, you included. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Ben. Jazakallah for participation, okay, Ben?
Yes.
Gee, make us maaf and make dua for us.
Inshallah.
Gee. 10:35 p.m, Malik Sahib, Saab, do we have our sudden death questions? MashaAllah, we had our brother from, let us count, Brother Ibrahim Qasim. Are you there? Ibrahim Qasim had nothing right. Then we had our second contestant, mashallah, Sister Zainab. She had 3 questions correct. And our fourth contestant was Zainul Abidin from Robertsham. He also had 3. So we're going to come to the sudden death question. All right. We take a break. Can we come back, inshallah? Let's see who's going to be the winner for tonight. It's a sudden death question. Don't go away.
No need to search the cosmos for cosmetics. Come to Cosmeticum, where great deals are made. Find solutions for beautiful hair. We are direct imported and sole distributors of Vatika and Amla shampoos, hair oils, serums, hair creams, hair dyes, and gels. We also stock Dermoviva skincare products, coconut oils, complexion creams, beauty soaps, and more. We stock over 150 effective products. Call us today, 011-492-0872, and give life to your hair. Cosmeticum Cosmetics.
As a man, a father and a husband, I wanted to provide not only a house for my beloved family, but a home too. A home where they could find all the comforts they desired and deserved. With Mortalis Hardware and Timber City, I was able to do just that.
Helping you turn your house into a home. Mortalis Hardware and Timber City, your one-stop building suppliers. For building, maintaining and renovating your home and business, you can get all under one roof. With free quotations, advice and deliveries within specified areas. Mortalis Hardware and Timber City, Main Lawley Road, Ankerville, 172 Lanesia Drive, phone 011-852-6245.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Yo tan zero por mí, ese aquí es un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Berra's Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Berra's Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Africa, even if it be with a single date, Ramadan in the midst of winter, you can feed a village in Africa for suhoor and iftar this Ramadan for just 3,000 rands per day. Call Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685 or donate online at africamuslimsagency.co.za. Reap manifold rewards this Ramadan. Africa Muslims Agency, the agency that cares.
Discover the Africa of your dreams. Relax beneath the serene sunsets and explore wildlife at its natural best. It's where the pride of Africa comes together. The Kwantu Private Game Reserve. Get to know the Big Five or cruise on an elephant safari game drive and enjoy world-class halal cuisine while we pamper you during your five-star stay. For reservations, call now on 042-203-1400 or visit kwantu.co.za.
Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. So join Sister Zeenat this Ramadan on Socially Speaking for that journey of change.
This is part of Radio Islam's Ramadan Focus.
When Shaitan can't make you commit sins, he makes you waste your time.
Ramadan, a season of change.
From Afghanistan to Kashmir, from Iraq to Chechnya, and from Syria to Rohingya, the Muslim world is caught in a whirlwind of political upheaval, which has claimed over 5 million lives in the last 2 decades. 70% of all refugees are Muslim. The carnage in the Muslim world goes on, despite our numeric supremacy, geographic vantage, and despite the fact that the Muslim world is blessed with abounding reservoirs of natural resources.
سبيل الدموع سبيل مريح كان
on Saturday and Sunday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for the Radio Islam News Team documentary, The Ummah in Conflict.
رمضان أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أمسى خافتا بكياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره ومتى متى ننصاع للإحسان رمضان أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أمسى خافتا بكياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره ومتى ننصاع للإحسان رمضان 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 قل لي بربك هل أتيت برحمة وكذا سرور العز من نيراني فيك الأماني والمودة تلتقي وتعبق الأرواح بالقرآن والنور أمسى خافتا بكياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره ومتى متى ننصاع للإحسان رمضان 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 وترتقي الأهداف في
والباقيات من الحياة ثواني
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners. MashaAllah, we're coming to the end of the first weekly quiz. And we have two finalists. MashaAllah, we had five. Ibrahim Qasim, Sister Zainab, Zakia Osman, Zainul Abidin Sakolia, and Sabah Maul. And two or three points correct. So we come to the sudden death question. Okay. Maulana Suhaib, you know what? There was a story of a husband and a wife that they were married happily for 35 years. One day the wife asked her husband to describe her. So this guy looked at the wife and, you know, for a while, and he says, you're an alphabetic wife, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. So Molly Suhaib, she asks, tell me, dear, beloved husband, what does it mean? This guy says, adorable, beautiful, cute, delightful, elegant, fabulous, gorgeous. So, I mean, she got very happy. Somali Swahib Sahib, she got very happy. She smiled happily and said...
Very romantic of that.
Very romantic, yeah. All these lovely words. Adorable and beautiful and cute and delightful. So she says she was so happy. Oh, that's so lovely. But what about I, J, K, Somali Swahib? So this husband says, I'm just kidding. This guy died by the night. Gee, 16 minutes to 11 o'clock. Our two contestants are Zainab, line number one. Zainab, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Yes, I'm here, Mulana.
Jazakallah, Ben. And we also have line number two, Zainul Abidin Kaji. Zainul Abidin? Oh, sorry, not Kaji, Takolia. Sorry? You ready, my brother?
Gee, I'm ready.
All right.
Don't you want to explain the format quickly, Mulana?
You can do the honors, Mali Swahib.
Gee, there will be two questions, one each, and it's got to do with numbers. So whichever one is closest to the number or gets the exact answer, they will be declared the winner. And inshallah, they'll be going on to the finals, inshallah.
How long do they have, Mali Swahib?
7 seconds.
7 seconds. Indian Yasab, we have... His eyes going big on the other side. Not a minute for this question, my brother. It's 7 seconds.
Gee, 7 seconds.
7 seconds to answer the questions. Sister Zainab and Zainab Abidin, we're going to ask you one question. The person who gets the correct answer, or closest to the correct answer, automatically qualifies for the finals taking place, inshallah, if Allah keeps us alive the night before Eid. Okay. 7 seconds to answer. Engineer Sabzian, are you ready? Zainab, we're going to pose a question to you first, sister. Very, very similar questions. It's very, very fair. Okay?
Okay, Mona.
All right, here we go. Here's a question, sister. When did Zimbabwe gain independence?
1976.
What did you say, sister?
1964.
Mulana, was it the second answer? Must we take the second answer?
Okay. My first answer was 1976.
Alright, so we're going to go with the first answer, Ben.
Okay, bismillah.
The first answer, because I think the second answer
was after
you said
the
was just after the gong.
Okay, perfect.
Alright, you happy with it, Ben?
Yes, Mulana.
Alright, don't scream and shout at us after the competition.
It's okay.
Gee. 1976, you said, sister. Okay. Zainul Abidin, my brother, you better buck up.
Gee.
Put your thinking caps on, brother.
Gee.
Get all your nana and nannies and everybody together, okay?
Okay.
The children and your wife and everybody.
Okay.
Ask a domestic work also if we have to. Here goes your question, Zainul Abidin. 7 seconds to answer, my brother. Think correctly. When did Mozambique gain independence?
1980.
Mm. Well, Sahib, you almost had another sudden death question, mashallah. You were almost coming to that.
Very, very close answers. Both
very, very close answers, both, mashallah. My brother Zainul Abidin, almost. The first question we asked Zainab is, when did Zimbabwe gain independence? Well, Sahib, she says, 1976. The correct answer is 1980, sister.
Okay, Mona, just 4 years off.
4 years off. Gee, okay, sister, 4 years off by Molly Swaib Saab. 4 years is a hell of a long time. A lot can happen in 4 years. Gee. And my brother Zainul Abidin, we asked him, when did Mozambique gain independence? Take another chance, Molly, my friend Zainul Abidin. You were almost there, but it doesn't help. Just take a chance.
I don't know.
You said 1980.
Gee.
Take another chance, another guess, my brother.
1975.
Yeah, why didn't you say 1975 when we asked you the first time, my brother? 1975 is the correct answer, but you said 1980, my brother.
Off by 5 years.
You were just off by 5 years, and Zainab was off by 4 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the winner for tonight is Molly Swaib, sister Zainab. My brother, Zainul Abidin, apologies for that, my brother.
No problem, Jazakallah.
You are almost there, my brother.
Okay,
try next time, inshallah, okay?
Ameen. Okay.
Okay, my brother. All the best, Jazakallah. Have a lovely Ramadan and du'as for us also, okay?
Assalamualaikum.
Okay, my brother. Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Zainab, are you there, Ben?
Yes, Molana. I am here.
Mashallah. Excellent, sister. You said 1976, 4 years of the correct answer. Correct answer was 1980. Zimbabwe gained independence in the year 1980. You said 1976, just 4 years away. But your answer was closest to the correct answer. So, mashallah, you're the winner, sister.
Okay, Molana.
All right. There's no money tonight, Ben. You already collected 1,000 rands in a week. No more money. Every night you sort money on Radio Islam International. We're not the charity organization, Molly Swaib Saab. You automatically qualify for the final second place the night before Eid, Ben.
Okay, inshallah.
All right, Jazakallah. Request for du'as.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Molly Swaib Saab.
Mashallah, very informative program that you conduct, Molana. Every day we get to learn something from your, besides your humor, also other parts of the questions, Islamiyat especially. Even our listeners are getting to learn every day something, Molana.
Okay. What is Swaib Saab? You like to put the listeners in a hot spot and you like to terrorize them and ask them questions, you know, like, you know, Mr. Know-It-All.
Are you speaking about yourself or are you speaking about
when did South Africa gain independence, Molly Swaib?
That's an easy
I give
answer.
You 500 rands cash, my brother. 500 rands cash. Answer correctly or the closest answer. Engineer Saab, you can tell us the answer. When did South Africa gain independence? Not the day you were born, my brother. We're not concerned about your birthday. When did South Africa gain independence? Maniswaib.
Gee.
It's already 70 seconds gone, brother.
I'm just counting the years quickly.
The correct answer is, Engineer Saab says 1948. No, brother, First or Second World War took place in 1948. Okay, and the correct answer is 1961. Jazakallah. You were very close, Molly Swaib. Very, very close. Jazakallah. 10 to 11, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. We conclude the quiz, inshallah. Reminder, dear listeners, tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting. We're going to be having the pledge line between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Yes, inshallah, call us and donate generously for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And reminder, inshallah, from 3:30 onwards, we're broadcasting live from the El Dorado Park Masjid tomorrow afternoon, inshallah. All right, from myself, Muhammad Kara, and Maulana Sahib, and the engineer, our engineer, brother Ziad, on the other side, request for du'as, apologies. Yes, like we said earlier, inshallah, it's just lightheartedness. It's not meant to degrade anybody, to insult anybody. It's just lightheartedness. Request for du'as. Until tomorrow morning, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.